Ring one, question. Can we say this ring is represented by winds, W-I-N-D-S? I'm trying to find a word to describe each ring.
Okay, no, you can't do that. You got to say, it's not going to be one word, it's going to be two words. Okay? say the first part again, because you can't do it with one. So say your thing again, and we'll give you the word.
Can we say this ring is represented by winds?
No, it would be represented by winds blow.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Because it's not the wind. It's what the wind blows. The blowing wind is what will blow your house down, not the wind, but the blowing wind. And so if you're going to use it that way, you have to be very type specific, because if you don't, then you're going to send the butler to go clean the toilet. And that never goes out good. So you remember what you're talking about here in the chart. You've got to lay this out, because this is what makes the lotus bloom. Very important.
Yeah, this chart. Yeah.
Winds blow.
So just to totally clarify for Bob, so it's not the wind itself, but
correct,
when the wind hits something and blows it, it's that.
Correct. Winds blow. Okay. That's correct. And then that answer you said is the first ring. Does it represent the wind? No, it represents the winds blowing.
Excellent. Awesome. Okay, and then still on ring one, are these words about the winds slash gases, noble gases, are these the winds and waves that obey my command, quote, my command?
Your will. No, not your command, your will. There's a difference.
Oh, yeah.
It's your will. They control your will. Because your commands change. You go up and down like a window shade.
Oh, awesome. So that is the representation. The winds and waves in key two is what's happening in ring one?
Not every single time, but they would certainly be it would be a contraindication to say that they're not connected, but they're not exactly connected. Okay. Let's say the way the body produces saliva has nothing to do with urine output, but they're both wet.
Yeah, I see.
If you say it like
right. Okay, so they're not intimately connected.
Maybe. Oh no, maybe that was an email. Maybe. Maybe.
Let me turn off my email.
No, you don't have to. We got it. You do it. It's all good.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess I was trying to make too tight a connection there, so I got it now.
No. You have a great connection. You have a great connection. The connection comes back into the place where you go, oh, okay, this is how it connects.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It connects on a certain level. And do I have to figure out what level, or will I just say?
We would say you have already. You got that part. Yeah. That's the easy part. That's the soft part. That's the thing that Stephen Hawking never could figure out.
Could never figure out.
He tried to.
Well, these guys try to make it about a certain one thing, and they don't know about connections. I don't know.
Right. But that's a given thing. But if they could have, okay, so fine. Now we're back to now you're going to call back to the greatest McLuhan scholar, that's Bob, to say, how does this apply? And they don't know, because they don't know the beginning place. So you do. You have the beginning place.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happens is that you are able then to, that angel, let me tell you this, here we go, we're going to blow it out now, sorry. Do you understand that angel chart is absolutely Bob's tiny note? That is the tiny note.
Whoa. Okay. Good. Wow.
Bob,
so that's how
Bob
I'm going to learn.
Bob just had a little giz-gazzle there.
Giz-gazzle.
Now go wash your nasty hands, you filthy animal.
He's coming down to wash his hands.
Yeah,
you can hear him through my speaker.
Mercy.
So, yeah, I'm learning the tiny notes through the angel chart. That's probably the only way I'll do it. Okay, next question.
And this isn't Michael Brown. This is not Michael Brown's version, by the way. This is not Michael Brown's version. Fuck Michael Brown. He don't have nothing to do with it.
Okay, mute, Carolyn.
Bob's in the mess of it now. We're in for it.
Sorry, we did that.
This is the lotus. Do you mean ring one or the whole chart is the lotus?
The whole chart. The whole chart is the tiny. Bob's tiny note chart is the entire angel diagram.
Okay, now why are you putting my tiny note chart overlaying it on the angel diagram and saying the angel diagram?
Because that's the only way you're going to open the lotus. Have you looked at the tiny note chart ever, Bob? You should look at it.
No, I'm afraid to look at it. It's too much. I can talk about it, but I just think that's tough. Hey, Carol, are you saying that the angel diagram,
much,
the operation, the 14 rings that are in the angel diagram are in the tiny note chart? Are they the same thing?
How many components are in the tiny note, Bob?
I don't know. 322 if you actually take every little
item. Absolutely. That's exactly right. And you look at every detail. How many pluses are in the angel chart, Bob?
Well, probably 322. I never count them.
Yeah.
But
there's a whole corporeal. Stop. The corporeal element complete each other. If you are,
right,
if you don't talk to – stop. If you don't talk to Bob, you'll never figure out the angel chart, the angel diagram. You'll never figure it out. You got to talk to Bob. Now, we don't care what Bob
says.
And
that means talk about the tiny note chart. That's what you mean by that.
If you know what a tetrad is, okay. But if you don't
know what a tetrad is,
then you're going to get lost in the drama of cognition, Bob. Be careful.
These are key phrases, Kim, drama of cognition. So I like to think of the angel diagram as private symbol of consciousness, and the tiny note chart is about mortar, social mortar. But in the angel diagram
chart
itself.
How is it? Oh, wow.
The angel chart.
That is the essence of mortar. Oh, my God. Hack it up.
Listen.
Hack it up, Bob.
Listen. Yeah, the angel chart is mortar, but it's divided into chemistry, the first six rings. That's more like your private ascension process. And then there's the frequencies, 8 to 14, is the social mortar. In the diagram, the same thing is in the tiny note chart, you're saying.
It is.
The same complementariness of the private, the acetyl consciousness, and social mortar. Which part is the acetyl consciousness in the tiny note chart?
Fourth ring.
Or the Coker ring. Yeah, where I – oh, fourth ring.
Mm-hmm.
Or is fourth quadrant or something different?
Fourth ring. Fourth ring, and that would fall in the fourth quadrant, but that's because you divided it all out. You made it easy for stupid people. Bob, you're very smart. We hate to admit that, but you're very smart, and we hate that about you because you have to make everything insipid and stupid and silly and giggly like little girls so that stupid people can get an edumacation. But they're not worth your spit. Everybody listen to this right here. You need to hear the note. Ion non-physical said that y'all, all of you, are not worth Bob's spit. Yeah. If you get close enough to him, he will spit on you from time to time. It's free-flying on occasion because he has good teeth and he's got good hair, and he can do that and get away with it. But the point is that you're taking advantage of his generosity, and we're about done with it.
Yeah, I agree. That woman in Israel, I gave her something and never heard back from her. And she wanted more.
Well,
and do you think she's too distracted with other stuff?
Oh, well, it is kind of a rough world. It's called digital prohibition, Bob. You know.
That's Catherine Gerton's book we reviewed.
Well, Carolyn Gerton. We aren't talking about Yeah, we aren't talking about that. We're talking about the words. So, yeah.
What's digital prohibition? I mean, she's got problems being in Israel digitally?
Not she. Yes, that's right. She can't work. She can't make it. She can't make it. So even though she knows things, she can't know that she knows that she knows because it won't know. You know?
She's not being an asshole with me. She's not being an asshole that you were just
talking about. She's just extreme. She's Bob, they don't even have electricity. I mean, come on now. They're in a mess.
Is that right?
Stop.
In Israel.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to
Bibi.
You, so, you know.
No. We got to say some work, dog. Now, you've done it now. Bibi Netanyahu gave up his condition so that he could win the day. He lost the war so he could win the day. And so what's happening
now? Who did?
Now,
what Yahoo? What Yahoo?
Bibi Netanyahu.
Oh, he lost the battle.
He lost his seat. He was the sinister minister of Israel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And his government didn't work, and his world didn't work, and his wife didn't work, and nobody fucking worked. And the only thing that worked was the Iron Dome, and it still works. Well, he gave it up. He said, all right, y'all got this. Run it. I'll go have tea with Angela Merkel. Hell, we'll kick it. We'll kick it old school. I'll see if I can knock the little man out the boat. I'll go do this. That's fine. Ain't no trouble here. Y'all run it. Well, now they're begging him to come back. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he won the war. He lost the battle and won the war.
So now they're begging him to come back, and he says, I'll come back on my terms. And he's going to let it get just as bad as it can possibly get. Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Very good. But that's in your tiny note chart. I don't know why you're not knowing this. That's in your tiny note. that's even in the big note. That's in the big note. So never mind.
And we can play all this stuff you're talking about.
You goddamn Skippy. I'll be mad if you don't. We'll play it. You don't have to play nothing. We'll play it. We'll put it on CNN. They'd love that. They'd love to get their claws on you, Bob. They'd love to get their claws on you. Joy Reid. Joyless Reid, she'd blow her head off if you had a sit with you. She would know the Joyless Reid. Oh, we can, hey, Carolyn, let's throw him to the Joyless Behar. That's what we need to do. Let's throw him in it. Put Bob on the stage and let him explain media ecology. That'd be swimming, wouldn't it?
Okay,
yeah. Thank you, Ian. Go ahead.
You're welcome, boss.
Next question. Still in Ring 1, the noble gases, they're said to be inert.
Yeah.
Are they no longer inert in the new environment?
Correct. When the half-life, now this is just a matter of practicality. When the half-life ceases to be and there's no more radioactivity, and you can't have radioactivity in an electromagnetically dead environment. Do you get that? We
never
made that connection. We've never made that particular connection yet.
Common sense.
It is, but they're not living there now, honey. They're all trying to figure out where to plug up their Teslas today. They're not working with common sense. They're worried about their Teslas plugging up. But yes,
yeah, because the words you said, right after that, you know, when I took these first notes or somebody did. But then half-life is disappearing, meaning more things are inert, so everything becomes inert and not radioactive. So that's awesome.
That's exactly right.
Then the words were the empty spaces in the whole diagram are the ionosphere. So my asking question is, what makes up the ionosphere?
The deference of reality. The deference of reality, because there's a lot of possibilities. We have a lotus. We have a lotus. We have a lotus flower. We have a lotus flower that's open. We have a lotus flower that's blooming. We know what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're looking for that. So the space, the integral space between is the potential reality that you're, now you make a little note and say, parenthetically, you'll say, that's what Vestal meant when she was looking for a city. Why would she know to look for a city?
Yeah.
So that's good.
Wow.
See, we didn't give an example there. We went parenthetical on you, honey.
I love
so you
parenthetical.
Wouldn't be offended by that.
Much better. Okay. So the space to be filled up with our ascension and product
and,
of ascension.
As you embrace the big note, all right, you have more room.
Yes.
You have more room to subjugate the rings of the angel diagram. It'll mean more.
Yeah.
Now, Bert will get that. Bert will get that. You need to talk to him tomorrow. I'm sorry y'all didn't get together today. Did you call
him
tomorrow?
Yeah, we didn't. Correct. Okay. More room to subjugate the, as you embrace the big note, there's more room to subjugate the what? Sorry?
The spaces. You subjugate the spaces, the lines and spaces. Now, we're not going to, you think we're going to go jumping into the pentatonic scale, and we could do that, and Giggly, whatever her name is, will be all, will be, Alyssa will be all fun because she likes that. But we're not. We're talking about the spaces between the frequency of the note. The spaces between the frequency of the note.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And,
he's yelling out the tiny note.
Both. There's no difference. The note and the tiny note's no difference.
What is the note?
The note like on a pentatonic scale.
Oh, okay.
But now here's how you make a honky-tonk. Here's how you make a honky-tonk piano. You take a pin, or a, what you call a thumbtack, and push it into the hammer of the piano, and you turn your regular concert grand into a honky-tonk piano because the striking, or when you put something between the big note or the tiny note and reality, it skews the frequency of the pitch of the sound of the key being struck. And that's what happens. That's what's happening. That's what Bob's done. Well, Bob's fixing to do a terrible thing with CERN. Because he's tired. Bob is tired. Everybody, here's a news flash. Put this, Matt Drudge, you better get this one. Bob's tired. He's tired. He's tired of messing with y'all. He's tired of fooling with y'all. He's tired of waiting on y'all. He's trying to help y'all. He's tired of trying to get you worked out. He's tired of y'all not taking the product. He's tired of y'all not ascending and blaming him and running up and down the road like you run something and trying to figure out something. Bob is tired. He's about done. He's not going to deal with this no more. He's through. Y'all either going to come on or not, but he don't care because he's got things to do. And everybody needs to know, if you call Bob or you wait for Bob and Bob says, "Ah, no, I'm good," you're going to know what happened. Don't you shake yourself and wish not that you've missed your hour of opportunity. Time's almost up. That's what you need to know. You can play that, Bob, because it's up. It's the jig's up. Yep.
Okay. Wait me for a second, Carolyn. Listen to this. We're rewriting, I said way back that we'd rewrite the history of the 1960s. The tiny note is 1960 to 1990. We're rewriting, the diagram is the rewriting, and we're appropriating Zappa's big note, all of it, and we're appropriating
correct.
It all and claiming Bob, is, that's all part of Bob's scene. Right?
Correct. And the crazy bastard, it took him this long to own the damn thing so he could actually do that. That's what's hysterical. He was going to do it all along, but he wouldn't do it until he owned it. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. How do you own something like that? I don't think that's. Just leave it to Bob, Carolyn. Just leave it to Bob. Leave it to Bob.
I guess Bob is no longer talking.
He got his bratwurst filled very well, so he's excited that he got his. He got his point. He made a point, Carolyn. He made a point. Oh, hallelujah. Bob made a point.
Yep. We're so happy. So next, the instability of winds is the extra electrons, you said. The question, are the extra electrons coming from carbon?
No, but they will be connected by carbon. The extra neutrons from the carbon is what you will attach or how they will attach. That'll be the connector, how it connects. See?
Mm-hmm. So then we would just say the extra electrons are coming from the new environment?
Yes. Say it this way. It'll come from the new, stable, grid. That's how you do that.
Right. Got
it. It's not. The grid y'all depending on now is not stable. The people are crying their eyes out. They're crying their eyes out. Oh, I got a Tesla and I can't plug it up. What am I going to do?
Okay. Yeah, I'm moving on. No time for ranting. So then you talk about extra electrons changing everything. So the last question of ring one is you end with one arm of the cross, the chromosome 14 cross, which is in ring one. And then it reverberates with 7 and with 14, but it starts there. It's throughout the whole chart. Say one arm of the cross is longer. What is the significance of one arm of the cross being longer?
So that you can gain perspective. If they were both equal, the rings and the spin would not be able to be gauged. Meaning, that which side of the cross? Are you looking at the front of the cross or the back of the cross? All right, are you looking at Jesus' body or are you looking at Jesus' eyes? The only way to know that is that one arm is longer than another. Now, this becomes key. Way back then, we said this way back then. For now, if you look up the details, oh, Lord, we have to be careful. We want you to be able to play this. So we're going to give you the dainty version, if that's all right. mRNA, messenger RNA, ribonucleic acid, has a new vertical capacitation, which has now been shifted and changed for the very first time. They have enough of the degradable junk, we don't like to say that word, but call it what you want to, monkeypox-laced problem to shift the way the body responds for the mRNA has been introduced into the genome to such a degree that you have to be able to have one long arm to gauge if your mRNA has been changed.
Wow.
And that's how you're going to do it. We had to be soft. There's some more words to say about that. Now, look, that part's good. Now what's happening is the words have gotten so, the clarion call is becoming so loud, they don't have a choice but to embrace it. That's the difference. Beforehand, we said words that Bob had to make come true. Now we say words and they're already true. Sometimes they're true before we say them now. This won't be played for a little later. It's already come true on that side. And they're like, oh, shit, wait a minute, oh, shit. So after a little while, the connection connects. And so once that happens, then Bob moves up the food chain. We want Bob at the top of the food chain, but we don't want him to be at the top of the food chain that everybody's shooting at.
Nah.
That's the difference.
Yeah. Okay, ring two, my big opening question. Can we say this ring is represented by beasts?
Now we have to clean that up and we have to say quantitative beast. You know what that means?
No.
Okay. They've got quantitative, the essence of it becoming in maybe something else from a quantitative position. So quantitative beast. And if there's more words in that definition, that'll be good. Add it to it.
Quantitative, relating to measuring, measured.
Yeah.
Measuring.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly measuring.
Mm-hmm. Good. And the measuring, that's what we're talking about. Measuring of the beast.
Okay. Quantitative beast. And
if we say it that way, that means that the tiny, tiny small ones can be nasty and big. And the great big monsters can be like little lambs in the pasture. So if we say quantitative, then you realize, because there's a lot of bad stuff that's going to come down now. It already is. We wouldn't even bring it up. You know that. You've been prepared. You're prepared. Your quiver's full. You know what's up. You got it. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you do.
So it is, it's beast, but yeah, not necessarily. All beasts, there is a delineation in the quantitative sense.
Quantitative sense, because the little ones can be the bad ones and the big ones can be the little ones. Ups, down, downs, up, over, under, everything a rabbit can do to a stone, obviously.
Good. We're talking about turmeric for the radiation.
Yeah.
Is the turmeric in with? Mm-hmm. So that's
what
part
you're
of this formula.
She's going to use it with no, it's not part of the formula. But you're going to want turmeric anyway. See, and you don't have to. You won't see. You got this all wrong. You're trying to tell people something. Fucking stop it. Don't do that anymore. You don't have to tell them anything. They're going to know that that's what they got to have to live. And if they don't know it, they're going to die. So what the fuck is the point of telling them? Don't tell them. They don't need to know. They'll figure it out. They'll show up. They'll get it. Yeah, just do it. You be ready, and they'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Yeah.
They'll catch you on the flip-flop. Because the energy that you're trying to spend to teach them how to teach them, that they're going to teach them, they're not listening. But if they got it, they get it, they're going to want it. That's all we're talking about. And there you go. And it'll be this. Everybody's talking about that this time is up and there is no time, but that's not what I'm saying. What we're saying is specifically is that the reference points that everybody gauges as reality are shifting so quickly and so fast that you don't recognize the world in which you live. Well, that's what we're saying. Right? Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Amazing. Okay.
And the good news is we can be flippant about it because it's happening. Before we had to be guarded and kumbaya and pet the rattlesnake softly and all terrible things. But we don't have to do that anymore because it's up. It's like now we're on the run. So do what you do. It's all good.
Yeah. Okay. The letters representing the four beasts. Now, you have the lamb, lion, you put man in there, eagle, and calf.
Yeah, because of the Ezekiel reference that gives different faces. The Ezekiel reference gives different faces. So we included both.
Okay, got it. Each beast represents an element. What is the significance of man being represented by carbon? Is that because man is carbon-based, simply?
No. Carbon is going to seat the man. Okay, in the plant. Wait. This is important. And we're going to try to do this so you can play it, but we don't know yet. So just for a minute. We may be able to play it, but if we do it right, it can go. But if we don't, no. Okay. The marriage supper of the Lamb has certain set conditions. You have a copy of Sheila's Lamb, the Ascension painting. That position shows the lampstands, but it also shows the king on the throne, and the throne is on a plinth. A plinth. What you're asking about, now ask your question again, and we're going to bring it back to the plinth, and we're going to try to maybe softly get a version that you can play. So ask your words again. Let's see if we can say this bitch.
What is the significance of man being represented by carbon? And then I added, is that because man is carbon-based?
The plinth. The plinth of the altar of the Ark of the Covenant. The folds, hold on, now we can play this, the folds of the tabernacle that held the Holy of Holies, the power that was allowed to hold the enveloped condition of God to a little man's place that could not endure the Nephilim's wrath of a powerless existence. The only reason this battle has gone on the way it is now is because the Nephilim wanted that power. And now they've lost that power, and now you've created a tech body that's going to take that power. So your question is very specifically set in the plinth of the tabernacle of the throne of the marriage supper of the Lamb. Amazing.
Wow.
You did good. And you can play that. We softened it. We there's some more things we can say. We can screw it up if you want us to, but we don't think we should. Let's play it for them. Let's give them something to work with. Come on. Eugene's done. Eugene's doing her work. Let's give her that. Let's throw the dog a bone, huh?
And the plinth is just defined as a heavy base supporting a stature or a vase.
Yeah.
So the support.
So the Statue of Liberty is set on a plinth.
Yeah.
That's the thing you put a monument on. Well, the throne of God is most certainly on a plinth. The Ark of the Covenant is most certainly on a plinth. Otherwise, from this fall, the fall from grace has to fall somewhere. So you have to have something sturdy for it to fall too.
Yeah. Wow.
Excellent. You can play that too. So we're going to round this around, so they're going to have no choice but to ascend. Won't be long now. They'll have no choice. The only choice they have is that they will choose not to ascend. Now, that's nice. Like that. And we think it's wonderful. Carolyn, this is great. You have worked vicariously. You have been punished. You have moved heaven and earth. You've been through the daggers, the fiery daggers of every nasty, vulgar thing that could ever happen to any human being. Not to mention saving Bob, for fuck's sake. Did all that in your sideline. That's your sidebar.
And enjoying every minute of it.
Every minute of it, except for Gurdjieff. Except for Gurdjieff. Yeah, leave Gurdjieff out of it. That wasn't so good.
Oh. Next question.
Not Gurdjieff.
Or
maybe some awesome. Sun Ra. How about another Sun Ra? That might be all right.
That was fun. Next, terrible crystal. What is in the heavens?
No. Terrible. The color. Color of the terrible crystal. Color of the terrible crystal. That's the cleaner.
Okay.
That's the cleaners.
I remember that. Well, because maybe I didn't get, somebody didn't get the words right. Terrible crystal, what is in the heavens is a reagent to detect the God particle.
Yeah, reagent. Reagent for the color of the terrible crystal, so you'll recognize it. Okay, do you know how Bob sort of intuits things? He's like, well, that's a vagabond, or they're okay, or they're up, or they're down. Bob just kind of knows. Now, you've got a great sense of character. We got that. But Bob just knows. He doesn't have a sense of anything, but he just knows. That's the reagent that we're talking about here that applies to this chemical position that you're laying into now. It's the difference between lead crystal and crystal. Both are glass. Okay. Good. Parenthetically speaking.
But it detects the God particle. Can you tell me more about that?
It isolates it. It isolates it. The color of the terrible crystal makes it shine. It makes it shine. It's how you can have something that's rotten, no good, worthless, no good for anything. Sudden, the light shines and it's like this bright beacon of shining light. Well, goddamn, what happened? What happened? Bam, there it is. That's a good example in the ephemeral condition of how that can be appropriate. And now the next thing you know, everything's all right. Okay. What you going to do with Matthew David Hurtado? Nah, you got to play that. It's so fun because see, all have fallen short of the grace and glory of Bob. All have fallen short of the grace and glory of Bob. Bob's the easiest one in the world. Bob's easy. You can steal from him and he'll still love you. He don't care or hate you or love you or what. I don't know. He don't know what he does. Then the next thing you know, you can straighten it out with one phone call and say, sorry. Okay, yeah, I didn't mean all that. Yeah, okay, I meant it, but I didn't mean it bad. Okay, let's go. What you got? Let's go. That open arena is the way Christ looks at people. Now, you got to be, he'll chide you. You know, he'll chide you. But that's the way he is. He's not trying to harm anybody or anything, except trying to kill you. But minus that, you can't kill a willing victim, so you're going through it.
Nah.
So I guess that's a good day.
Sibling rivalry.
That's it. From a very familiar acquaintance. That's right.
Now somehow in the notes it got to April 5th, 2012, where sapphire, emerald, aluminum, beryllium, and chromium came up.
That's
why
corundum.
Are these gems
that is
in ring two?
That's because it's corundum, and that represents those elemental positions that you've gone from your Well, that's where you got your obsidian knife, if you recall. That was sometime later. That's where you got your obsidian knife. You look at the walls of jasper. Look at the gate. Look at the wall and look at the gate. Now, when you come back to that corundum, that's the hardness scale, Mohs hardness scale. And you will apply that to the condition. And now, the elemental place, like effect of, say, radiation on emerald, which is corundum, as opposed to radiation on sapphire, specifically Sri Lankan sapphires. Make a little note of that. You're going to want to know that. Sri Lankan from Sri Lanka. Those sapphires at corundum, Sri Lanka, it's a little bit different. Those are a little different. And something else called, just do it this way, because the old hags, the old gemologists say it this way. They call it cornflower blue. Get those words. Cornflower blue. You want to get that.
So,
because that's what you're wanting in this position.
Right. So what you're saying here is as radiation increases, we'll get more corundum.
That's correct. That's correct. And Bob's vigorously acquiring it by the boatloads.
Maybe you're
not supposed to know that, but they got the hole in the ground to drive the big trucks with it. So gonna be fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Sapphires are much more fun when you buy them by the ton.
If we keep going, we're gonna buy you a wedding ring.
We're gonna buy you an engagement ring. That'd be swanging. Give Dr. Dina an engagement ring. That'd be fun. The size of your hand. That'd be great. You'd enjoy that.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Ring three question. Can we say this ring is represented by angels?
Why?
Back to wanting to get a word to represent each ring, and there's talk of the five names of the angels.
No. Don't call it angels. call it.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Call it angel band. Angel band. B-A-N-D.
Band.
Angel band. Like a ring of angels. A band. Come angel band. That's what it represents. Mm-hmm. It's the grouping. Because the grouping of it, because you know how to do this. Now, most people don't know how to do the OA movements. You are learning. And most people don't know the keys and the airs, and you're working them. So for you to call an angel band is pretty significant. You remember?
Yeah, I call the realm.
They don't need to know that. You do what you do. That's not their business. Don't keep going to play it. So that's not their business. Stop that. You don't need that. That's what you do. They don't need to know what you do. You do what you do, and it works. But an angel band in that realm can give a directional, some call it divine, but we'll see. We'll see. I mean, it's pretty good so far. I mean, the whole wide world's falling down, and you're still hanging on. So, fuck. We ain't mad. We're doing all right. So, Now, it has its moments. It has its moments, but you keep your Wheaties up. You keep that nut pate going. You just keep that nut pate going. You'll be all right.
Right.
Nut pate
now,
going. You'll make it.
This is cool. Four angels are holding back the winds. And then there's the fifth angel is the one at the east. Is that because
That's correct. The eastern gate.
Yeah.
Eastern gate.
Yep.
That's what breaks Ezekiel, 11:16.
Wow. Yeah.
They're all connected. They're independent, but they're all connected. That's why Bob's been saying all along, it's all connected to the chart. And nobody's even fucking looked at the chart. So I don't know how they're smart about anything. It's stupid. They get their little mind and say, I'm going to follow Thompson. I'm just going to do the William Irwin Thompson quadrant. That's what I'm with Lyndon LaRouche. I like Lyndon LaRouche. He's
and,
they don't have a clue what they're talking about.
Okay. And why is this angel silicon dioxide?
Because that's the one that permeates the basin. Basin. The permeation of the basin.
The basin, the basin okay. of what?
What holds living water in the temple?
Oh my God!
Basin,
oh.
Water basin, water basin.
Yeah,
that's what's listed very specifically. Remember?
I do not. I apologize.
No, the bay in the temple, they have the living water in basins, and then the shewbread on the altar. The basins then are the water basins just outside the Holy of Holies, where they put the holy water, the living water. Or as Bob calls it, bread of living water. Nobody's going to be able to recognize it. It's now bread of living water. We're thinking about calling it that. We're thinking about why not. It's crazy talk, but why not? Couldn't hurt. It's crazy. These are crazy days. Now, crazy times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah. Now, silicon dioxide, I saw somewhere where there are just like dozens of silicates. So is there a specific one?
All the way to the even into the salicylic acid. That's the one you know.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So is
don't limit it. There's no limitation. The chemistry that you're describing, you don't know yet.
Yeah.
The chemistry you're describing, you don't know yet. So therefore, let's just keep the word soft to make an application. Yeah. And you can play that because you're just trying to mitigate the condition, mitigate the position.
Got it. Ring four already. Can we say this ring is represented by the seven thunders?
The first five of the seven thunders. The last two will be held in abeyance. The first five.
And will they be held for another ring?
Yes.
Okay.
Or until Bob has flatulence, whichever comes first.
Oh, Bob doesn't have flatulence.
I know, but that and let's see how that goes.
So then there's the seven letters representing the seven thunders and then the seven crown jewels. So / medieval politics. So question, the seven jewels and the medieval politics, what is their significance? Jewels.
Can we ask that a different way?
Okay. So we'll separate them then. The seven jewels, are they the jewels we talk about over and over again? Are they the jewels we have learned about? And why?
Say the jewels you control. There you go. If you say the jewels you control, then you know. Because see, somebody may be listening to this. Brendan is brilliant. He really is. He is brilliant. He has no clue what the hell we're talking about most of the time. So it's the powers you control. The powers you control. If you have a certain gift, now Jenny speaks forever about the gifts of the Spirit. Once you engage them, if you hold them and you control them and you can divine water, you can find it. You can divine cancer. You can find it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
If you can know how to see, you can define Mae Brussels, who was actually very good at it. Sorry for that delineation there, but we had to stick it in.
Right.
We like our prophetesses better, the ones that live.
True.
Sorry about
back
that.
In mentioning medieval politics in Ring 4,
They're not medieval anymore. That's the today clause. That's feudal now. Feudal is now. Feudal's happening right now. Okay. Here's the example. They're doing drag racing, New York City. Drag racing and spinning around, running around, doing all that. They're going to arrest them. They're going to give them, take them $10,000, take their car, give them a $10,000 fine. They send the police to get them, and they get out their cars and then attack the police. That's feudal law.
God.
That's feudal law. Bob can find that on Drudge, too. He looks on Drudge for everything. He can find that there, where they're saying, okay, we're going to crack down on this, and then the criminals are attacking the police. That's beautiful. War of the Roses. The War of the Roses.
And then you say these words, new heart, new body, no mind, new name. And
then
someone's wondering if it should be in ring five. So I just wanted to clarify that. It's in ring
five. There's a new name, the new name written in glory. The new name written in glory. It's not the little man name. It's the God version name. That's why the Jews early on got all fucked up with Yahweh and Yahshua.
Yeah.
You shouldn't say the name of God. So they said whatever that bullshit, whatever that. It's ridiculous. It's crazy talking. But anyway, that's where they confused it. That's the new name written in glory would be your correct name of God. What is the name of God? Nobody can say. Well, the Jews won't let you say
but
it, but everybody
is
else
that
will.
Is that part of the little man falling?
Of course. That's the reference.
Yeah.
It's not part of it. It's the reference of it. So I'm little man, so I'm not God, so how can I know the name of God? Wait a minute. I'm going to become a God. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I talked to Bob. I listened non-physical. I took the drops. I ate magnesium. I did it everything. I did it all. I did it. Mm-hmm. I took R2-D2.
So, the new name. So, we got to change back the name. New heart, there's your pericardium. New body, we're getting solidified. And no mind. Mm-hmm. So it's what you've been saying all
along. Karen, do you have any R2-D2 left? We're going to say some stuff if you got some left. You got some? All right, everybody, if you ain't got it,
we're
going to
put it on sale.
It.
Yeah, okay.
You don't have to do that. Fuck them. You don't have to do that. Fuck them. They ain't got it by now. Fuck them. But if you want to put them on sale, put it on sale. Y'all need to get that and you need to hold it. Because there's going to be a time very soon you're not going to be able to get it. We said that.
Oh.
Dr. Dean didn't say shit. She didn't say nothing. We said it. You better get it. If you're going to get it, you better get you a loan. You better get you a loan. That's what you better do. Maybe Jenny Bell needs to open a finance company and finances the R2-D2 so they can buy some. Maybe. Swap it for the drops. Maybe they can buy the drops and then swap it for R2-D2. That might be good.
So what happens?
Anyway,
double it. Are the components of D3, K2 going to be unavailable?
Correct. That's right. And the work that they've done is different than what they're going to do. They got ahead of this. Give us the working. No, hell no, no. You're going to do this now, Misty. You got it. You open this can of wax. All right. What are the components? What are the components of R2-D2? That's what we call it.
Yeah, D3 and K2.
Why? Why do we need that in our body in the first place, let alone what we're going to need it for?
Well, the vitamin D, it works from head to toe on all aspects of the body, and people just think
it
deals with calcium.
Why can't you just get it from sunshine? Because sunshine is changing. Sunshine is becoming poison. So you've got to marry the D from the sunshine with the D2. That's why I call it R2-D2. D2 also. You cannot absorb vitamin D from the sun if you don't have D2 also. Why don't we change the name and call it D2 also? B2K2. R2K2. Make it also. You've got to have it. You've got to have it.
But D2, as I know it, is a synthetic component. Or are you saying D2 is the inactive?
One of these things are not like the other. You got to have both. And in order to have vitamin D in your body, you got to have both. That's
well, our D3K2 is not a D2.
I understand. But the D3 allows it to manifest in the new environment into a complete vitamin D. That's what you made and didn't know you made. You're pretty smart. You make shit you don't even know you make. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, so I'm saying we don't have a D2. You're saying we need a D2. We don't have a D2.
Nope. you do, your D3 will sustain a D2 that you will get
okay.
from the sunshine.
Ah.
Without it, you can't.
Okay.
And without it, you
yeah.
can't. And that's
yeah.
why people are going to have this problem that everybody's going to come down with melanomas because they get burnt up from they don't have the balance of the radiation, changing the radiation. But y'all do what y'all mm-hmm. think. If you don't want to take this advice, we're going to post the list on Dr. Karen Dean, help@drkarendean.com. We're going to do a list of very nice oncologists that you can embrace. She'll give you a list of good oncologists that are antibiotic-free. It's good. Now, they have some radiation, a little cobalt 60, but that's all right. It won't make you feel
yeah.
too bad. It might help you along. But she's going to give you a list of good oncologists that you can embrace. Do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. We're doing a blowout on vitamin D because we get a lot. We get a lot of vitamin D, so it's
well,
perfect
gotta go.
Timing.
Thank God. Thank God you do. And it's for such an hour as this. Because you could be
mm-hmm.
good, could have got caught with your panties down, and that's exposure. You don't need all that. That's so good. Excellent.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Blessed you are. So, and here's the rest story. The good works. Show your good works before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You did your part. Now it's up to them. They're going to do it or they're going to not do it. We don't. And either way, we're good. It's all right with us. Happy days. Happy trails.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
us
amazing.
And Dale Evans can ride, us and Dale Evans can ride buttermilk
into
all
the way home. Sunset. Into the sunset.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now here's something very cool in ring five. Oh, just
mm-hmm.
Quickly. Can we say this ring is represented by RNA, ribonucleic acid?
You do. It does.
It does. Okay, good. And then what's cool here is talking about 39 protons and 39 breaths, and then you say, 39 is the atomic chemical number for yttrium, superconductor,
mm-hmm.
which will become
mm-hmm.
trihydrogen. What
yeah.
the F?
That's what it's going to do. Watch. In the new place, when you restir the we call it biases, because that's what you're going to call them later. You don't call them that now.
Yeah.
But when you restir the biases, that's going to be the outcome.
Wow.
And that's
yeah.
why the heavens paved with streaks of gold so clear you can see through it. That's because it's that pure. It's in the restirring of things, you see.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yttrium,
you're
here
on a
I
roll.
Come.
You're on a roll. You're on a roll, honey. You had your Wheaties this
well,
morning.
You set it out with these angel chart words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then heavy metals become a nutrient. But then there's, you talk about seven names, and it's just in the middle of things. What are the seven names is my question.
Which names? You have to qualify
yeah,
it.
I know. I don't know what they refer to. Let's look. 49 voices are calling. The plus
mm-hmm.
signs represent protons. There's a new RNA.
Oh, that's the three. That's the 322 in the note.
Okay.
That refers to the Bob's note.
Okay. Yeah.
322.
Okay, so I'll look into that. Awesome.
But now
and
that's
then,
not an individual ring. That's a corporeal representation of everything, all things being connected, maybe
yeah.
equal, maybe equal, but we don't know that. Maybe
mm-hmm.
could be, potentially
mm-hmm.
might be, but you don't know that yet.
Okay. So the 322 will bring me to the seven names, or that's just a representation?
Yeah. It will.
Okay.
It will. But you got to go through the chart. You got to go through the tiny note and the big note, or you're not going to get it. And that's the reason we despise Frank Zappa to this day. But you got to go through it. We're sorry.
Uh-huh.
You don't get fucked hard in the watermelon. Hey, that's what you got to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got it.
Nigger
and
how ridiculous.
Black napkins. Black napkins. So
yeah,
here's the
terrible.
Next. the next question. No, it's just a comment how awesome this is. The RNA,
yeah.
Ribonucleic nucleic acid, increases the carbon dioxide in your blood and the heavy metals become a nutrient, and then they're
mm-hmm.
all superconductors. That's awesome.
Yep.
I love it.
That's right.
Yep.
That's what's going to start. Then that starts the shift that gives the change from the polypeptide bonds in the pineal gland, which changes the basically the nanostructure for how your genes, no, that's not the right word, your nerves, you've got a lot of nerve that changes the nerve ending, the synaptic nerve endings that allow a new flow of information to happen. That's why Bert
mm-hmm.
says that when he has problems or pain or issue, that just conditions him to make him tighter, closer, and more easily adjudicated to a new condition.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
That's how he uses it. He thinks it's
yeah.
great. He thinks it's great. It makes him stronger. When he looks at adversity, it makes him stronger. And he
yeah,
looks at it that
too.
Way. He embraces it.
Yeah.
Well, we don't say that. That's not fair. You know, you got such a pain threshold, honey. They could chop your head off. You wouldn't even notice.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even sniff. You wouldn't even sniffle. You have no. That's not fair because you have a stupid high pain threshold. Most people do not have
yeah.
what you can do. I mean, it's ridiculous,
right.
But we don't know how you do it, but you do. But now, the words are sound, except for you don't have a condition of it. A very, very excruciatingly painful thing. You go, oh, well, okay. Now, is that all you got? Is that all you
yeah,
got?
Yeah.
Come on now, you can do more than that. So we give you your position, but just because you're tenacious in your capacity doesn't mean you have the same threshold. Some people actually hurt. Bob thinks about hurting, and he hurts from thinking about hurting.
Yeah, yeah.
But even before he's hurting, he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. It might hurt. I think that might hurt. Now, Karen, is that going to hurt? No, but come in, and you just do it. You just that's the only way you can make that, because he would never allow it if he's going to have the potential for any pain whatsoever. So,
all right. Okay.
Our ball.
Good. A-N is RNA, and there are other letters that we didn't go into other letters in this fifth ring. Any point going over these other letters?
There's a huge point, but we're not going to do it today. Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there's a twofold thing that has to happen. Do you know the 11th ring?
Yeah, that's getting into the ionosphere and valence.
So are we. Those
mm-hmm.
words have a causal, this is where Bob was going to jump in, have a causal effect on what you know as reality, on what you know as is reality. So therefore, we're not going to expose those just this second on purpose. Now, they've been exposed in the past, and Bertrand
yeah.
may be able to put it together. He's pretty tenacious.
Mm-hmm.
We call him Tenacious B. He's pretty tenacious. He finds things. The point is that will affect the ionosphere. And when you start, as you well know, when you start affecting or aspecting the ionosphere, all the mystery ground is expelled. Not exposed, expelled. And a lot of people depend on that mystery ground to see where they are. I don't know how do you feel? I don't know. I can't feel anything. Oh, no. No, no. How are you feeling? I'm not sure. I don't feel anything. No, we're just asking you, how are you? Well, I guess I'm okay, but no, but how do you feel? I don't feel anything. I don't know. That's the ionosphere.
Wow.
So to expose that at this juncture wouldn't serve your process of ascension. Now, we'll give it to you. We ain't scared. Fuck, we ain't scared. We'll give it to you, but that's not the point. That doesn't serve you. So you've hit a key mark, put a little note, put a little asterisk, and put it in the suggestion box, and we'll do that another day. Your words are
mm-hmm.
going to be more clear from the ionosphere representation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Awesome.
That'll help open
Appreciate that
a little bit. That's like the muscles changing to tendons. Nobody's talking about that, and we don't know why, because tendons are much more beneficial than muscles. You have to break muscles to build them up, but tendons are really strong. Tendons will fuck you to death. Them little wormy people will beat you to death. And big old buxom people, they're all buffed up. They're all blowed up like a balloon. They fall down. They hit the ground really hard. Them little wiry ones, they'll beat you to death. That's the difference.
Well, in my world, you know, they're both affected by magnesium deficiency. So,
Agreed. But you're saying the wrong word. You're saying magnesium deficiency. They're not deficient in magnesium. They don't have any magnesium now. If they're not taking Remag, they don't have any. So they're not deficient. They're replete. They got none. And that's why they're running around 16 stone overweight. Can't walk and ramp. Never mind. Whatever. If you can't find a way to embrace Remag, find you a nice mortician, Carolyn, help at drcarolindean.com. She's going to give you a list of good, reliable morticians that will help you through your next stage of life. It'll be great.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of blood on the roadside ditch before that matters. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff. You won't be at you. We're glad you're asking this question now, because in the time of trouble, you won't be asking that question. You won't be asking that. Just saying. But it's good to know, because that lets you know how to go. Life is for the living, and the point of ascension is so you can live. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
We don't have a dog in the fight or a pony in the show. We're good. Do what you want to do. We're here to help you. We're here to help a nigga. We're gonna help a nigga if they'll let us. That's all we're trying to do.
Ring six, can we say this ring is represented by blood types, because that's what you talk about.
Yes, no. It's called blood segregation, because the types are like the tribes. It divides that way. And the only problem is if you have any miscegenation, specifically angel, there's going to be a different ramification. And you can play that. Because we're not scared of the angels. We're not scared of the angelic realm. We've gone toe-to-toe with them, and there's not a problem. We're like Bertrand. We know what we're doing. We got this. So you play that just like that. Now, normally we would say, hell to the fuck, no. But now, in the time of trouble, yeah, we got this. You're identifying the capacity or corporeal review of the status of your blood. Pure blood.
Yeah.
Oh wait, that's what the royals brag about, isn't a pure blood. They're wrapped into themselves in werewolfism, and oh my God, it's disgusting. They aren't real stewards, but that's another conversation.
So the new blood types, are they because of angel miscegenation or not?
No. Yeah. They're not.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that miscegenation, it's very challenging to have miscegenated blood in the sins. Doesn't say you can't do it. Angels got a good run. Angels got a good run on this thing now. Don't get it messed up now. They can have superpowers. They can say, oh, I'm a god. There'll be nothing but half angel.
Okay. So then.
They're going to smell it. No. When you go to that market, You sniff, you can smell things. You know if somebody even had that, if they haven't had a bath or not. You know everything.
Yeah,
you get that.
Yeah, you're very nice.
You're very nice, but you goddamn don't have to be. Honey, there's a lot of angels running and they stink. They stink. You can smell them. It's not like gardenias, not like your flowers, not like that, but they have a half scent that you can pick up. You follow that scent. And in that way, you'll know. You'll get a little taste. You'll get a little taste of what we're talking about. It's becoming prevalent because everybody's coming out now.
It's like a mold.
Yeah.
Moldy.
Well, and see, mold, but Carolyn, most people can't smell mold, okay? Most people don't. If a cheese has got a little dot of mold on it, most people can't smell it. You can smell it. inside the meat box. It's not fair. You know exactly that condition. So we're saying pay attention to it, and that'll give you insight so that you can go, aha, that's what Crazy Ion was babbling about, that I have a clue what it was. Now you'll know.
Right.
That's the sorting of the, go back to the point. The point is sorting pure bloods. Now, remember Sookie Stackhouse, that series was called True Blood.
Right.
True Blood. So this section that you're asking right here, this is where Ion went on and on and on about true blood. Don't say blood.
Right.
Say true blood. Because then you can go, okay, I got it. Got it.
Okay, now you talk about some DNA and a new blood type AB, but we do have an AB blood type already.
Not that's Rh negative, you don't, because there won't be an Rh negative. AB has to be negative. AB has to be negative now. That's why it's so rare.
Okay, got it. That's fine.
Blood
will become opaque. And then my question is, doesn't the supersaturation of blood with carbon dioxide turn blood blue?
No, it doesn't. It does. Now we're going to talk about strontium 90, but that's another conversation. Yeah, I know, strontium 90, but that's another conversation. Your body's going to respond differently. So even if we change the way your iris picks up the flavor of the shade, of the color, of the tint, of the hue, of the Bactrim position that you're trying to display, if that's the case, that's wonderful. But you're going to find it to be opaque. It won't be blue.
I see.
It won't be more blue. It'll become dissolved into itself. It's kind of like the sky is blue. No, the sky is not blue. It's the filters that only lets the blue ultraviolet rays through to give it the appearance of being blue. That's the only reason it's blue. It's not blue. It's all colors, so it'd be black. But all it's filtered through the ozone and through the troposphere, the ionosphere, all of them, that gives you that blue haze, purple haze, as Bob calls it, purple haze. That's where Bob lives, is in a purple haze.
Okay, let's just finish up with ring 7. Can we say this ring is represented by laying your foundation and taking your power through the air?
That is, but it's where the plant lays. It's where one now on land and sea descending. You can look up that reference. If you say that, then you go, that'll perk up some people, because Nan will go, oh, yeah. Oh, no, we talked about that for 3 days. They did that in the Egyptian Book of Dead. Now on land and sea descending. And they look that up and they go, oh, yeah, they'll get it. So that's that part. And then this is where you have 1 foot on the land and 1 foot on the sea, because that's the deference
or the
difference that you have to be able to balance. Because if there's no water, you'll be able to see the sea go away.
Right. Okay, it looks like the next questions you've already answered, just to say these words here, mirroring and looping through chromosome 14, so that's going back to ring 1. And you talk
about... Hey, Carolyn. You just finished something. He said that's the seventh. Is that the seventh ring, what you just finished?
We're on the seventh ring right now.
Okay.
So get ready, Bob, because I'm done. I'm about done. I'm going to
She's
do
knocking them out of the
today.
Park. She's knocking them out of the park, Bob. She's knocking them out of the park. Let me tell you what, this woman's on fire.
Yeah, we'll call her Bob Ruth. Not Babe Ruth.
Bob Ruth.
God damn.
Bob Ruth Westheimer. Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Westheimer, that'd be good. Sitting with Bill Clinton
For some reason here in ring 7, you had in the 30 airs. So that's where, you know, I wanted to match up keys and airs. So, I mean, that's just correspondence there, right?
That's the ring that applies the airs to the condition.
Okay.
That's where you get the condition, because it's in that ring that you're going to have the most affluence, not influence, affluence. Because the angels don't fuck with you because you say you're a big dick. They fuck with you because you got a big dick. That's the difference. They ain't got a choice, you see. So when you quit playing church and start being church, all of a sudden you're having a different outcome. Because now all of a sudden it's kind of like, oh, wait a minute here. This ain't quite the thing we signed up for. Then they start marching in step. Then they start marching. You've seen it. You know this because you've watched it happen. But not everybody else has had the benefits of your alchemy. That's what it is. Mm. Ascension is a version of alchemy. Did we say that? What? Get the fuck out of town. So now you start applying all the powers, all the privileges. Membership has its privileges, remember?
Awesome. Okay, and then finishing up, 12, then you say 12 gates and 12 silicon minerals. We already mentioned about all the silicate minerals, and you said don't differentiate. They're all important.
They're independent. And they're independent. They're independent, and they're important, and you're going to apply them at different vestiges. You're going to apply them severally.
And the 12 gates, anything to be said there? 12 gates, is that the gates of heaven? Is that the gates of heaven?
No. Let's let that lay for a second, because you're going to want to develop that. That's going to be a two-hour doozy.
Okay. So to hear,
save it,
to
fix. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Don't let it go, because that's important. And you got to work it out from the kingdoms, and then you got to take the kingdoms to the realms, to the heirs. What?
That's
a blow up. That's we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around.
That's cool. The gates are opened up into the heirs and vice versa.
Because they're awesome. Because they're all the gates are open. So, but nobody's getting any benefit. So what the fuck is the point? Well, now you get some. You get some Newtonian words from a Newtonian world.
Yeah, and the last is, you say all chromosomes will eventually change, and that is changing to 144K in each cell, correct?
That's great, but because you got to see everybody's running around trying to figure out batteries. Battery power, and that has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't work, but they're trying it. You know it firsthand, and it's going to be all right, but it ain't the answer. Here's what it is. It's a Band-Aid on a bullet hole.
And you're right, you know, it is all about, well, you know, if we have solar and wind, we have to store it. Oh, we'll get batteries. Oh, no, China and Asia are making them. Oh, no, what do we do?
Yeah, but the good news is there's enough lithium in the batteries. If you go crazy, you can just eat the lithium and it'll make you feel better. We'll repurpose it. We'll do rainbow fentanyl and lithium from the batteries and call it a day. We'll call it a polywog. A polywog. That'll be beautiful. We'll have it. It'll be the new. Hey, Carol, that's the new dope. Maybe we can peddle that. The new dope, a polywog.
Polywoggy doodah day. Okay.
Awesome. Polywoggy doodle all day. Polywoggy doodle all day.
Thanks, Ion. I appreciate you immensely.
You're cherished more than you know, dear.
Oh, thank you. Mute.
Hey, Carolyn, you mentioned batteries. You weren't talking about Coldplay, or you just talking about people trying to make energy devices?
They're capitalizing on the storing of natural energy, like solar or wind. She was discussing of how it's going to be a stopgap for a short-term fix, so you can have some cold water or warm water or tepid water or tepid food. I don't know what you eat. You eat crazy stuff, so we don't know. So that's the point.
Are you talking about our home, Carolyn? Why'd you say batteries?
Yes.
If you were...
Ion
about batteries. Just a minute ago or half an hour?
Mm-hmm.
And so you just repeated, running around trying to get batteries. And it's...
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're trying to, that's what Ruby and the cold fusion people are trying to come up with, or their
yeah,
enemies.
Ruby. This is doing Ruby. He's so cute. Ruby.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Ready to go to work. Let's go. Shall we sing? You should sing a version of We're Off to See the Wizard, Bob. We're off to see the Wizard of Oz.
Right. So, on the night of August 22nd, going into the morning of the 23rd, I went over my alien walk and
good.
To meet the aliens. And I was cleaning up, showering just before I went out, and the lights
good.
Went out. The
yeah.
power of Maui went off.
It
was quite
flicker.
A good.
Yeah.
And so then I finished my shower in the dark, and then Carolyn
yeah.
got up and she got some flashlights, and then I got dressed and went out on my walk. And it was a lot darker because mm-hmm. most houses had no lights in the front going. And so I went and did my walk and did my ablutions and various rituals. And then I came back in, and I went up to the bathroom where Carolyn was, and I sat down to talk about my walk in the dark. And the lights came back on.
Good.
So they basically, the power... went out as I was getting ready to go for my walk, and then when I finished my walk, mm-hmm. it came back on. Was there something? It's a time warp. But did the alien vehicles come by and zap Maui? Something
yes.
like that?
Yes. Yes, they're trying to get your fucking attention. Yes, yes, yes. It's good.
Well, they got my attention, and then well, they didn't do anything with it. Right? Nothing was done. I noticed. Oh,
well, you don't know that. You say words, no. but you don't necessarily know that. Bob, you act like this is a destination. It's not a destination. It's a journey. They're waiting on you to get yourself in a position so that you can orchestrate this pretty big fucking deal.
Yeah. So what do you think of that, Kel?
You say yeah, like oh yeah, no, it's just. It's just Lewis
hey,
Rukhauser. It's
hey,
nobody important. It's nobody important.
I don't want to talk to the tech body. Bring on in here, okay? Relax. yeah. So, Carolyn.
He's talking
I said,
Carolyn.
Must,
he's talking shit. He's talking shit now. He's talking shit.
No, I'm not. So I said to Carolyn, the lights came, power came back on when I finished my walk, so it was a message to Bob, and Carolyn kind of agreed. But did it knock the power out of all of Maui or just our end of it, our region?
All of it. All of Stalag 13, Bob. All of Stalag 13.
Wow. Beyond the fifth gate, you gave the dimensions
absolutely.
According to the fifth gate. Wow.
Absolutely.
Now, what caused it or what was the mechanism that could knock it all out? What did the aliens do?
We say it would be the corporeal representation of how power is processed.
The corporeal representation.
Some, yeah, because of the power.
Body,
power.
My body.
Yes,
my body.
That's exactly. That's you, goddamn skimpy. That's exactly right. You think that y'all are doing power from the inside out? Outside in. It's inside out.
Right.
Lord,
so. What was the message? They got my attention. Did they get my attention? Did their message work?
They did. So get ready. Let's go.
Great. And
the
they
time
noticed,
is
they,
nice.
They noted that I got it. They heard me say to Carolyn, oh, that was
no,
time
that's right.
to.
That's right.
Except,
very good. Except you pissed Ben off. I'm a little upset about that. But other than that, it's okay.
Ben was upset, or you're upset about Ben being upset?
We're noting that Ben was upset, and that was a little troublesome for us, because we don't want him upset. We want him balanced or in stasis.
Yeah, and Ben is a human being in that cat body, right? We have said that. So that's all to say about the power going out. Bob did it, and they got the aliens got what they wanted out of it. It worked. It was a successful project.
Very agreed.
Okay, so then the other aspect of my walk is when I walk out, and at least every other night, the little black and white cat is there. Carolyn has sent you or JW pictures.
We call him Timmy.
Timmy, okay. So I come out, I see him on the wall, he jumps up and scampers to the end of the wall and dives into the bushes. What the heck is he afraid of? He's never run like this.
He's not afraid. He's trying to direct. It's like a traffic. You know, in New York, when everybody be running the subway or running out of the subway or trying to catch a cab or running here or running there, and they're just like scurrying. It's like that. You've lived in that all your life, Bob, that scurry. And they're mocking you.
You said, I've lived in that scurrying all my life.
Yeah, fuck yeah. New York, before City Island.
Oh, okay. So
everybody in New York scurries, except for Carolyn. She works with purpose.
You're right. So the cat would run to the end of the wall and dive in. So I'd go to the end of the wall where it had dived into the bush, quite a lot of big bushes there, and I would do my ritual there and wait a bit. Nothing would happen, so I would leave, and then I'd do my regular walk to the other end of the road and then back home. It's once the cat came back, when I walked away and then came back, you know, 7 minutes later, the cat was on the wall again. He never got back on the wall again in that walk period. Any reason why not?
Well, in China, it's a staging thing. They're trying to get your attention. It's a novella. You know what novella is? A novella?
Well, that's in the Mexican soap opera.
Right. It's a novella. That's what we're laying out here. They're laying out the condition that you ever going to figure it out. Oh, he loves me. Yes, I love him. Yes, he loves me. No, I don't love him. Oh, I'm going to love him. I might love him. Oh, if I loved him, I would love him very good. I don't really love him. I don't really know. I'm going to call my mama and see if they love me. I don't know if they do. Like that. It's a novella. Then that's what the cat's trying to get your attention to say, pay attention. The cat's trying to get your attention to say, pay attention.
So I was supposed to get down to where he jumped off the wall, because we had established before that where he jumps off the wall could be a portal. So I would go down there, hang out a little bit. Nothing seems to be happening, but I'm doing my part.
Good.
All right. So the cat's doing its part, and the cat is not an angel in a cat's body and trying to get back out of the fifth gate and tell the angels it found Bob. That's not that.
No, that's not the case. And even if it were the case, they can't permeate the fifth gate. That's why this has got to be so sacrosanct and so precious and so perfect to get you out of there so that you're safe. The world is living for this, but no, don't do that. Don't placate that. This is a world event, Bob. If the world is depending on you to get this one thing correct, all this other shit don't matter. Forget all that other shit. One thing is the only thing you got to focus on. You don't got to focus on LaRouche or nothing else. Just Mary Louise will hold her own guts. It's okay. You need to focus on this and just pull this off. That'll be a great day. You'll go down in history as the man who played with goats.
Right. Did you just say the name Wheeler? You made a little statement 15 seconds
Mary ago. Louise. Mary Louise.
Who's that? Who's Mary Louise? Oh, Croker. What about?
Come on. God damn, Bob. You don't remember. Carolyn, he can't even keep up with his
I
own chart. How's he going to keep
it,
up with the what?
I know who it is. That's not what he's saying.
The reference, for the Croker quadrant continuum. The Croker continuum.
Yeah, how did it relate to this world?
You're perfecting it. You're perfecting it. You are that vessel.
I know, but what's Mary Louise got to do with it?
She's applauding your efforts, however demure.
He said she is applauding.
Mary Louise is applauding your efforts, however demure. You're not there yet, goddammit, but you're getting better than you were, so good.
Well, I just stand there. I don't do anything. I don't meditate. I don't focus. When I leave wherever
not,
the cat
those,
is. And I
none
walk,
of those none of those, none of those are prescriptions to your ability. None, you should not be doing any of those things. So good. You're doing
no,
right.
I do what
you
you're saying. Pythagoras. I'm reading
Pythagoras.
A book in the
Pythagorean
yeah.
theorem. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, so I read a bit about Pythagoras, about his biography and his details. And in his school, did he teach parallel worlding and all the stuff that we teach,
he
the
did.
OA movements?
He did. But he did it from a base level of a transcendental conditioning. A transcendental conditioning, meaning he does it reverse, okay? Pythagorean is not too bad because at least it's based on something. But he got it wrong. Instead of outside in, it's inside out. And so this transcendental conditioning that he's talking about to try to come out of your body, like you're reading, it's the other way. It's actually trying to get the body to accept the transcendental position. So you can take the spirit man and take it into the physical man and make the physical man go to another level or degree. That is the essence of the Pythagorean theorem.
Yes, and he, but he couldn't do it. He didn't teach it. He taught the opposite.
Well,
he called it the transcendental function, I think. And he was.
No, he did, that's what I said. That's what we said. It's inside out instead of outside in. It's exactly reverse. But the model is good sound. The model is sound.
Did he? Did people still ascend? Or he failed with everybody because
he failed with everybody.
Yeah. But they did. What they do? Take some drugs and have fun and do that.
No, it's not about. It's not necessarily. It's not about drugs. We're not fussing about. We don't. No, wait. No, we're not mad about that. We're not fussing about that. We're just saying it's not some. It's not some ayahuasca bullshit. Some rolled a blunt and got fucked up kind of thing, and then died by overeating. Dorito corn chips. We're not saying that. What we're saying is that it was the condition was appropriate. It's kind of like getting high. Okay, you get high on an airplane. You get high on an airplane, but you're not inebriated. You're not like intoxicated. You're just higher than the ground. Well, that high level or relative highness is what you gauge or judge how you're doing, how you are. I'm up, I'm down, I'm better, I'm worse. So we're bringing that back to what you call full circle of a condition.
Okay, so where did Pythagoras get his knowledge?
Nostradamus
was around. Nostradamus was around then. Nostradamus never died.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The same swirl.
Okay, so did Pythagoras himself have the vision, the insights, and see the timeless that Nostradamus had? Did he get to that level of Nostradamus' ability?
Not quite. Say not quite. You're going to mix. Don't mix it up. So the answer is not quite. Not exactly. Close, though.
Right. Did any school back then that I might read about, Plato's Academy, Aristotle's Academy, did anybody get it right about the Ionic program?
Thebes.
Thebes. Did all three Jesuses go to Thebes and take the courses?
They did.
All right. And many
at
others
different
did.
Times, obviously. At different times, yes.
Yeah. I always say 1500 B.C. was the first Jesus, 1000 B.C. was the second Jesus, and then around zero is the third Jesus. Basically, they're 500 or 600 years apart from each other, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Solomon's temple for each person, for each Jesus?
No, not Solomon's temple, just three temples. Solomon's temple was one. There were three temples total, and the Bible even talks about that. They all weren't Solomon's temples. You had Nebuchadnezzar's temple. You had other things going on.
Okay. All right. Is that a warning?
Oh, yeah. There's always, it is a warning, but go ahead. You got it. We're gonna work it out. Go ahead.
Okay, so Socrates drank apparently kykeon, K-Y-K-E-O-N, and it's described a mixture of barley, mint, and water. Now, apparently he died from it. Did he die from kykeon?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Right.
Because it was the same problem. It's the same problem that with people who drink living water and they're not conditioned to it, it'll take their life from them. Same thing.
There was a living water aspect to the kykeon that the culture had back then?
The barley position contained the eye cell also, or the representation of it.
Was there someone there who made it? Like JW makes our
made it.
Living water?
It's not made. It was contrived.
Yeah, with an eye block?
No, not quite. Not quite that. It wasn't that good. It's more like RNA derivative.
Drops. Yeah. So the people that did have it and pass it on as a secret, I assume, came from the Kowatinites.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Would you say they came from the Kowatinite tradition people?
They did.
Okay, so you're going to deal with the alarm?
We have to. It's bad. Yeah.
What, Gil?
It's bad.
Yeah, they're doing
it's,
something.
It's bad.
Get him to eat. Well, okay. I wait for a second while he eats something.
No. We don't. We're gonna do that. We gotta do better. We got things to do. We got a lot to do, Bob. You have until 8. Is that when you start your new thing, or? It's the 8.
I only
16.
Got 40 minutes left. I only got 40 minutes. I go to 1:30.
That's right.
My time.
We got
to
go this way. Okay. So, okay. You have a little speech you want to make?
No. We got the kykeon. And so that was around. The Greeks had it too. They knew it would kill people. They didn't know why. They didn't know it was lethal, but it was because of the living water. But they didn't know that. That was the cause.
Correct.
Then that's not
what killed them. Is their separation from their position that killed them. It was their separation from their separation. They separated themselves. That's what happened.
Was there any?
And then that.
Right.
Right.
Was there any person around that time who could drink the kykeon and survive it?
Yes, Naaman.
Now, Naaman's a general who became got leprosy or something.
Yep. And got better. That's
right.
Bert. It's actually Bert.
Oh, that's Bert.
So
yeah, Bert's always got this.
We didn't say that. We didn't say that in the show, though, however.
Yeah, Bert always got
Bert,
physical problems, like Naaman must have had.
But they're not. Right? They're not bad. You notice every time he has that, it's always one that he's overcome. He's overcoming it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next question. LaRouche says that Aristotle, who taught Alexander, after Aristotle was a student of Plato. Aristotle died in 322 B.C. Alexander died the year before 323 B.C. LaRouche says that Aristotle, being a bad guy, killed the emperor Alexander. Is that true?
He had a minion kill him. He didn't kill him. He had a minion kill him.
Why was Aristotle against Alexander? Is it like an anti-Trump feeling? This guy's emperor and
he's an
asshole.
He's taking over. He's taking over or going to try to take over. See, you got to go back from the law of the land. You got to go back to the feudal reference. The feudal reference. And when you say it like that, all of a sudden that's not too gray of an arena. I don't like you. You're trying to take me over. I'm going to kill you. Okay, and then we're going to say, I'm going to whoop you. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. And then there you go. The next thing you know, and then whoever dies writes the history. Happens often.
So Aristotle was not guilty for killing Alexander, and no one knew that he ordered the
murder. Fuck no. Who cares? It's all good. Good. No problem.
All right, so LaRouche guessed that. How could LaRouche know?
Well, now we're not fussing. He did good from noting it. He didn't really guess anything. He just noted it. He didn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He just said some words. You're guilty of that yourself.
But they had to be accurate. And he didn't know whether they were accurate.
Well, yeah, stop clock is right twice a day, Bob. So, yeah, that's okay. Mm.
Okay. Mm. Can I? Oh, a couple of little things. So what has he noticed that he would say, oh, I anticipate that.
The realm, the realm of the condition of the world that was already set up. That all these people are going to die, that all this stuff's going down, that we're waiting on the Zika virus, and then that turns into COVID, and then that turns into the monkeypox, and that turns into the next thing that's coming along here. Come on now, we don't...
Okay, so the conventional headlines, he thinks Ion anticipated that.
That you say, that we did, for Pete's sake, and now they're occurring, and now you're talking about them. And now he's like, well, goddamn, now Bob's talking about what Ion's talking about, what Bob said that Ion was talking about, that Bob said, I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you were looking back to see if you were looking back at me. And then he comes in the position, he's like, well, fuck this shit. Well, it really wasn't that. It wasn't all that right. It was just sort of right. Well, everybody could have said that the feudal system's going to take place. Well, everybody could say that the presidency, that the three branches of government, we're going to be disassembled. Well, everybody knows that. That's not materially indifferent here. Everybody knows how that goes. Everybody knows how they're putting the tarpaulins in front of the Capitol because the big old holes getting knocked in there that the aliens are fighting the Capitol. Well, everybody knows that they put a 30-foot fucking fence around the White House because it must not be too much going on there. Well, everybody knows that everything's going down and they're blowing up the Supreme Court, what is that place where the Supreme Court justices live? The Supreme Court of the United States, a fucked up America. Everybody knows that that's all been abolished when they start killing them off one by one. So the Yellow Dog Democrats want to make a new Supreme Court, and everybody else is trying to kill the justices that are present. It's pretty fun. Well, everybody knows that they have the ability and capacity to figure all that kind of stuff out, but yet nothing quite gets figured out. And everybody knows that the ultra MAGA, you've said a lot about MAGA, Bob, make America great again. The ultra MAGA, they become semi-fascist. We don't know what a semi-fascist is, but he's gotten that news flash that those become marginally fascist. Is that like being a little bit pregnant, Bob? I think a semi-fascist is like being a little bit pregnant. We don't quite know how that applies, just that, but it might work out. But since the Dobbs, what do you call that? Dobbs?
Quadrant?
Court case. No, Dobbs court
case. Yeah.
Dobbs court case, the Dobbs verdict, the Dobbs agreement, the Dobbs issue, that's all anybody's hearing about is the Dobbs issue that single-handedly undid what they thought was the law of Roe versus Wade, which wasn't a law, it was just a court verdict. Since Dobbs came in and took everybody's rights away, we had a pretty tough day. Is that enough for you, Bobby? He wants some more.
Yeah, that's a good inventory. One of them,
you had to piss us off to even get that. That's pretty fun. I guess getting pissed off is better than getting pissed on, I guess. But then again, I guess it depends on the power. Golden showers for everybody, Bobby. You got it. It's all good.
Thank you.
Unlike you, at least urine is sterile.
Yeah, Ion. A recent article seems to name the culprit, the anti-Trump person. Gets shifted around in different positions, is always working with all the scandal of the hoaxes. Her name is Mary McCord. Is she an alien?
McCord. She is. She is. And she's worse than that because she is a spokesman. Nah, that's the wrong word. We don't know the right word. She's a representative. Nah, that's not the right word. She is a poltergeist. Nah, that's not the right word. She represents the inner ring of the Pentagon aliens. She's a muckety muck, but she's fleeting. Don't worry, she's fleeting because the big dogs are thinking to take it out.
The ones coming, Bob's buddies, the Coathanites, are going to take
closer.
Her
they are okay. Here you go. Parenthetically, they are closer than you know.
Right. Now, you just in doing that inventory of what I'm predicting has come about. There was one I was saying, what was that? I wanted to ask what.
Sadie, so why are the Pentagon aliens harassing Trump? Because Trump sides with us and they know that?
They do. They absolutely do. And they know every timeline, because they're not prescribed by time. They know every timeline. And everything they do doesn't mitigate their loss. See, that's the thing.
Yeah. They know all the timelines. They try all the timelines, and it doesn't help them, is what you're saying.
Correct. And so it's like, oh, shit.
Okay, very good. So they begin to intuit that they're going to lose to the big boys when they show up through the Eastern Gate.
Agreed.
And it's possible that they may show up before the midterms, right? That may be why there won't be midterms. Don't want to be precise about it because you don't know exactly.
We defer. Bullshit. We defer to Dr. Carolyn Dean. You might get a little news flash later. You're gonna be soft.
Okay.
Call Greg Duffy. Call Duffy Doodle Doo. Maybe he knows.
Yeah, don't waste time. Come on. That's an old joke. So listen to this. Did any of the three Jesus live, grow up, hang out, get taught by the Essenes? What was known as the Essenes?
Yes. Don't waste time. Let's go.
All three Jesus went through the Essene culture?
They did. Yeah. Essene. Essene. They're not Essenes. They're Essene. Yeah.
Essene.
Good.
A-C-E-A-N.
You're wasting time. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Don't imitate me. I own that phrase, not you.
We're not imitating. We're mocking. We're not imitating. We're mocking you.
Yeah. Okay. So listen to this. Did the third Jesus go off the reservation, so to speak, and it went public, and the Essenes wouldn't have supported that? Correct?
Correct. And that was undone by the Dead Sea Scrolls, which gave the real analogy of the soliloquy of what went down. So, next.
Oh, the Essenes deposited the Dead Sea Scrolls so that the Peter's Church version of Jesus didn't hold.
Correct. And that's exactly right. That's good. And the papacy has fallen. Babylon has fallen, Bobby.
You have said that several times throughout the years. Is there something that's a marker of
the motherfucker? The motherfucker's in the pissing pope on Peter's Pilate is in a wheelchair and he's fixing to give up his dichotomy. The white smoke is all but flowing now. They had all the new cardinals. The jig is up, Bob. They put a nigger on the moon. The jig's up.
And that's not Francis, Pope Francis. He died already.
His stand-in is fixing to be replete with a new meat sack body. Mm-hmm.
Emptied of his meat sack body. Dies.
Good.
Transitions.
Good.
And he's on our products? He's on our products.
No, this one's not. This one's not. This one's been a go.
All right. The products have been denied him? By Iron?
Yep.
Okay, so they say the last pope will be named Peter. Will the last pope come up after this present guy and be called Peter?
We don't want to be pinned up because there might be a window. You don't have, how many famous Amos cookies do you have left for Stern, Bob, and we'll answer that question.
I don't have, I'm not aware of what I have.
Okay. So when you get aware of how many famous Amos cookie crumbs you have for CERN, the particle accelerator, Switzerland, then you let us know and we'll answer that question.
Right, and of course, how would I ever find out? I'm not going to find that out, so that question won't be answered.
It'll show up. You don't worry about it. Everything else. All is recorded. You'll get it. No problem.
All right, so the Pope's... the name of the new pope after the present guy dies is determined on my relationship with CERN and the
crumbs.
Agreed. Agreed.
Okay. But is
mark that calendar. Karen, get that. Karen, get those notes. That's going to come up again. He's going to rue those words. Go ahead.
Ion said war started on July 5th, 2022 at CERN. That's the day they made their move. Is part of that war is the toppling of Babylon?
We say yes. The answer is yes, but you don't know what Babylon is. The Crimean field, you don't know what Babylon is. But yes, Babylon has fallen, but you're not exactly sure what Babylon is. And we're not going to tell you today. We'll tell you soon. But you don't know what Babylon is.
Babylon is the principalities known and came from Ra'i, the original separateness. Is that close?
No, not yet.
No, not yet.
It
could be.
Could be, but not yet. Because, see, the separateness hasn't been established yet. So how would you know if Ra'i had been separated if you don't know the separation yet? You don't know that.
All the principalities and the fallen condition of life on planet.
You don't know that. But you
don't
know that. You don't know that's the case. You wouldn't know if it was or wasn't. Am I up or am I down?
Are you sure? You say we can't rely on what Ralph Doobie and Dave Worster said, channeling Cosby Warren? We can't rely on that?
Ralph Doobie and Dave Worster, you can't rely on Doobie or Worster, because let me tell you why, because their derivatives were not based on, they based time on the continuum, and the continuum is based on time, it's reverse, so you can't say that from that position, because they had no way to gauge the pleurisy. They had no way to gauge the pleurisy.
What does pleurisy mean? What does that refer to?
Look it up.
Okay. So next thing. There's a term, the axial age. And it's generally like a...
Axial?
Yeah. A-X-I-A-L. In the history of philosophy... or some scholar in the 20th century named it, forget his name, he sees the time of Buddha and Jesus and some Hebrew prophets, Zoroaster. He lumps them all into a major change happened in human history, human consciousness, and Julian James calls it the end of the bicameral mind. All this thing, which some people might say around the Bronze Age, 1250 BC, was there a change? And an ego-based consciousness came in, the beginning of, the effect of literacy. Is that something that the actual age represents, or it's nonsense and humans never change?
Well, if you accept that you have a data-driven mental archaeology, maybe. But the bicameral mind doesn't even apply if you start talking about the default position that where people have a pain-driven response, like I poke you and you respond, or I put your hand in the fire and you respond. The bicameral mind doesn't give any room for what you just said. So the two-mind side of the virtual theory that you're trying to prescribe has no basis. Has no basis.
Yeah, the cliche discussion in science between the differences between the right brain, the right hemisphere, and the left hemisphere of the brain. That's all diluted.
No. They said it wrong. You're talking about the split brain versus right brain, left brain. Roger Sperry wins all these awards and all this bullshit, but he's talking about two hemispheres that cross over each other. So you could take the corpus callosum and take it out and then have a postulation of the coexistence of two different parallel streams of consciousness, but then science and the logic of the right brain or the left brain or the left brain or the right brain has no intuition that anything's left in the left brain. So you can't have the right to the left or that three lefts make a right. So now all of a sudden you come back from a cognitive function where you divide it between one part of the brain that appeared to be the speaking side and the other one to be the obedient side, but they're both interactingly crossed in basically mainstream physiology of the human beings up to about 3,000 or so years ago.
It happened. It happened going back 3,000 years, or it was before the 3,000 years ago. Up to 3,000 years
ago. Before the 3,000 years ago, if you have a left brain bias, see, that's why we're going to twist it. Is that only applies if you have a left brain bias? Oh, that's pretty sweet.
What only applies? I lost the subject.
The 3,000 years. The 3,000 year ago. Right brain philosophy.
Well, the right brain got diminished, and left brain started to take over. The actual age.
And we say yes, if you have a left brain bias. That's only if you have a left brain bias. There you go. Good.
And what you just said for a minute there was pointing out the role of the corpus callosum, and that's more important than the two hemispheres, and it communicates the two parts. And if you get into a left hemisphere split brain idea, you miss the role of the corpus callosum. So you get two fragmented images of the brain.
And you drop the iconoclastic position or model. The iconoclastic model.
That's the one that has the corpus callosum as the major participant.
Correct.
Right.
So one resonates with the second, and the other physiological traditions can't ever give any prudence to what you call the evolution of the psyche. Good. That's pretty
what
good,
is,
buddy.
One something the second. What is the second?
Oh.
I made a sentence there.
Physiological traditions outside of a cultural historical evolution of the psyche.
What about those traditions?
They're all paralleled against from ancient lost gods of ancient civilizations that all gives you the aspects of schizophrenia.
Right.
Now you got lost in shit.
Okay, so you made this statement. Now we get the definition of the terms. Now we can redo the statement or have you say it more precisely. The bicameral schizophrenia before 3000 BC, you put a left hemisphere rear view mirror projection back on that. You get it wrong about what happened 3000 BC.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So you can't gauge it. And that's what we say. That's what's wrong. That's why you have a distrust with the Roman Catholic Church, especially in medieval times. Same thing.
Because they're left hemisphered.
Correct. And therefore we say it, so therefore you have to believe it. So therefore we're going to give the mass in Latin, and you can't have Latin, and you can't read the Bible, so you can't know. So you need to bow down and kiss my dick. Kiss my dick. Oh, wait, no, what? No. Kiss my lick. No. Kiss my ring. No. Fuck, they're kissing something. They're putting their tongue around something. I don't know. And we think they're trying to take Jesus into their body. Oh, and the blood and the body of Christ into their body is going to change them up. Ooh, that's bad. Sounds sexy, don't it, Bobby? It's going to be pretty sexual if you get right down to it. Ooh,
okay.
If you get right down
to
it.
So then people say, well, that was the left hemisphere bureaucracy for a couple hundred, 12,000 years. And then they say, things are breaking down in Babylon. The church is losing its power and its influence. So we're moving into the right hemisphere, and we'll have freedom and mystical experiences and autonomy. Is that due to the shifting to the right hemisphere? I would say no.
It's not. You're talking about the alienated consciousness that's alienated from nature, that nature that is, if you don't even know what nature is, but the nature that you know, and then you have a late stage of evolution, and that's a split brain capacity for we don't want to say it, so we're going to go.
Brain a left hemisphere projection? Split brain? Or is that the fact that there is a split brain?
Well, you have a huge gain from an intellectual property or ability, but the desynchronized right from left brain activity, which turns everything upside down.
What, when the left hemisphere dominates?
Yeah. The desynchronized right and left brain activity.
Right. So,
that,
so how about
a huge gain. Gives you a huge gain.
When the left hemisphere took over, represented by the Catholic Church, that's due to the environment of writing in the alphabet. You agree with McLuhan there? With the
up to 1000 BCE, yeah.
What happens after that? Well, not before. Yeah, before that is right hemisphere. When you get to 3,000 years ago or 1,000 BCE, you then have 3,000 or so years from then till now of left hemisphere domination.
Astonishing, extravagant, and magnificent failure. And there's no literacy evident for it.
So the literacy, just like the printing press, brought in a dark age.
It became an overvalued idea. Now, nevertheless, it can connote a possibility of genius. We're not saying that. You can have moments of lucidity. You've even had two or three moments of lucidity, Bob, yourself.
Yes.
Once or twice. You denied them. You denied them, however, thoroughly denied. You've had moments of lucidity. Now, you have to find the origin or the nature of the human consciousness as the origins of religion and or science, and you have to apply them. That's what Carolyn battles every day. When we add emotion into, a completement formula, it drives Carolyn fucking crazy because she's like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? But it applies because a whole nut is the one that you're working with. Not sometimes feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
Right. But Roger Sperry would say the emotion is the right hemisphere. You would not agree with that.
Maybe. Well, we would go with James better for the consummate genius aspect.
Julian James. If you focus on your corpus callosum or keep it in your mind that's where the action is.
The right totem. You don't have the totem. You don't have the right totem for evolutionary mythology, Bob.
Yeah. So if you focus on the corpus callosum, will that start to activate parallel worlding? Is that where those things are catalyzed?
We would like to say yes, but you have an auxiliary bias already prescribed.
The bias from the left hemisphere.
The hallucination of the heat-oppressed brain, yeah.
Okay, that's an excellent section. Discussing
you need to consider perceptions of transcendented reality. Transcendented reality.
Okay. Something called the sea people invaded everybody back around then, or a couple thousand years ago. Were the sea people alien vehicles from another part of the universe? Who were the sea people? They don't seem to know who they were.
Tao and Insoth. Tao and Insoth.
INSOF? Insoth?
EIN-SOF.
Yes.
TAO. TAO.
Were they two people, two civilizations? What were they?
Two civilizations.
Macrocosm. Not extraterrestrials.
Yes, they. Well, we said they were. That's all we answered. Buddy.
Oh, okay. So the sea people was an alien invasion. What cultural consequences did they create?
The difference between the psycho-spiritual and the subtle anatomy that shifted. Because normally you'd have a certain outcome, and then all of a sudden you have a different outcome. Inside, outside. Like belly buttons.
So,
like belly buttons, an innie or an outie. An innie or an outie. You know what a belly button is, right?
So that caused the secret school, secret tradition, and Pythagoras. There were spinoffs from that effect.
It gives the touchstone for what's the determination if something is true or not. Or it reinstates your lost circuit to heaven. That's what we've been saying all along.
Yeah, who got that see people message? Anybody in
you
history
did,
that we know?
You did.
I did.
You did, Bob.
Open
no,
now?
You set it. You set it up. God damn it, you son of a bitch! You set
yeah,
crazy
said
man. Karen, shoot him in the face. Just go and take your pistol and shoot him in the face. That's crazy.
And Pontius Pilate and Napoleon and Moses.
And nervously washed his hands to get rid of the blood.
Yeah, they
it's
didn't,
a mul-
they didn't
okay,
get it.
Okay, okay. It's a multidisciplinary position that you cannot find any capacity to judge the conscious mind from the unconscious suspicion. The conscious mind from the unconscious position. Now, don't you dare go to a croaker. Don't you dare. Don't you do it. Don't you even try to do it. We will slay you. Don't you do it. You leave Croaker out of it because he didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Okay, what is the difference between the cerebrum, C-E-R-E-B-R-U-M, and the cerebellum, C-E-R-E-B-E-L-L-U-M, in light of what you said, I see people affect.
One thinks and the other one thinks it thought. One thinks and the other thinks it thought.
Well, the largest is the cerebrum. Is that the one who thinks?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, yeah,
okay.
That's fine. That's the difference between the thou and the insult as well.
Right. They are different. Those two terms refer to
they
two
are.
Different aspects.
Yeah. Now, the subtle anatomy tries to put them in the microcosm as known as the one aspect of a different position. It's kind of like we have one globe. I'm on the east coast looking west. I'm on the west coast looking east. That's not true at all. They're just completely divided. There is no tangible touchstone between the two for that true part or that lost circuit to heaven, as we said earlier.
Okay, very good. So we're wrapping it up, so we got a few quickies. You in passing said Elvis is sick. Now, Elvis faked his death. Is he becoming mortal? Is he going to transition?
He's okay. No, he's going to hang on. He's going to hang on. You'll see it. Wanda Jackson, how many Fukushima mommies have we going to talk about before? You need to play that next Saturday if you have another show again. The Fukushima mama, Wanda Jackson. Wanda Jackson, she was the lover of Elvis.
I know. What do you want
like
me to
Elvis.
Play? A particular song?
Fukushima mama.
Is that referring to March 11th, 2011? The Fukushima accident? She
yes,
did a song
is.
About that? She did a song
yeah.
about that?
Yeah, 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 she
okay.
did.
Okay.
We'll send it to you. We promise, we'll send it to you.
Good. Donald Trump firing a lot of people in his last weeks, in December 2020. People noticed he fired a lot of his staff or ministers and stuff. What was he
yeah.
setting up there? Or what was his
purpose? He knew they weren't. He knew they weren't. They were not being the strident aim of their employment was against Trump, not for the continuum. There's
that's
a continuum
right. So,
going on.
He actually was consolidating his power, which he's had ever since then, and getting rid
agreed.
Of the nuisance. Yeah. Okay,
agreed.
You got that.
Agreed.
Yeah. Did young John F. Kennedy, who got assassinated, Dealey
yes.
Plaza, or no, he didn't get assassinated, his clone did. Was he a friend of Ernest Hemingway, the writer, back in the 30s, and they were looking into Bimini and, you know, Edgar Casey kind of ideas?
Leave Edgar Casey out of that shit. He gets it all fucked up. So if you leave the Edgar Casey out, then the answer is yes, that's fine. But then absence has a great deal to do with the connection of all those. The only thing that's congruent between all those people you just said is the consuming of absinthe, not Sazerac, but real absinthe over the sugar cube.
Right.
That's where the connection
okay.
comes from.
All right. And then I have here the Pleiades or the Seven Sisters. Why is this universal?
Pleiades. They land in every realm. The Pleiades land in every realm. There's not a single realm where the Pleiades are not referenced. They may not be subscript or sacrosanct or a big position or ruling anything, but there is no reality that the Pleiades are not included, at least at some level. That's why.
Are they more important, more influential than the aliens coming through the Eastern Gate to be Bob's friends?
If you listen to Vestal Goodman, which we suggest that you do, nothing trumps the Eastern Gate.
Right. Okay, so Pleiades are important, but not as important as the Eastern Gate phenomenon. Okay.
It's the version of the Kohanim that no one abraded. The version of the Kohanim that no one abraded. Good for you, Bob.
Yeah, and the Kohanim.
Boy, you were very focused tonight. That was good.
Yeah. Listen. The Kohanim are not the Kohathanites, or are they?
Correct. They are not. They're another tribe that came from that step-down level. But see, here we go. That's another. If you're not a Benjamite or you're not a Levi, why are you in this conversation, you see? So it's good. The Jews will love that because that supports their capacity or veracity. We love the Jews. Nigger loving Jews are our favorite. That's the best ones. Yep, we love them.
Okay, first name Nancy Leader, LIEDER. She says she has ET contact and she's all about the Nibiru cataclysm. Is that bullshit?
Oh my God, she's got crabs. She don't have the Nibiru. She got Nibiru crabs. No, Bob. This is somebody trying to make a hit. They're trying to say hitting. It's a ticky-tock hit and run. Don't worry about that. That's okay.
There's a lot of rumors. Payday, July 30th, 2022. I have some notes here. Maybe it was said by Ion. You just don't understand the House of Domenici. That Catherine Domenici controls what's going on right now with the Crown Incorporated.
Yep.
You agree with that?
Still do. That it's in green now.
So when Mr. Rothschild's mad at us.
Stop. You're not doing this right. It's the Medici. There's a D apostrophe Medici.
Okay.
There's another Medici that's not that. And you make a mistake when you do that because it's Catherine de Medici. That's right. Or maybe all Italians stutter. Maybe all Italians stutter. Maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
That's the answer.
Okay, so listen. So the Da Medici, are they the people that control Evelyn Rothschild?
The House of Stuart.
That's the House of Stuart. So they're watching us. Are they the ones that want to get a seat at our table when you have Mr. Rothschild complaining that he can't get into us, or David Rothschild? Are they working for the House of Stuart?
More. Don't say too many words. More than you will ever know. More than you will ever know.
Catherine Domenici still alive? She didn't transition?
No comment just now. Because Bert's already on this, but we got some things. And then what happens is you never talk about the lineage of Domenici.
Right.
You never talk about that, and we don't know why. Run that timeline and see, home skillet. See what you
Does
find
it
out
overlap there. With the House of Stuart? Are you saying it overlaps with the House of Stuart?
Research is so important if you know what you're looking for. Yeah.
Okay, so how is the
you can play that.
Ones?
Listen, you can play that. You can play that part because it'll give somebody maybe a ribbon, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Maybe somebody get there off their goddamn ass and look at something. Maybe. They might not, but they could. They'll look just a little bit and they'll ask us a question. We'll change that fucking world. We'll rock your world if you start asking the right goddamn questions. Promise. Home skillet. We promise. You start asking the right questions, we'll blow this thing up. We ain't scared. We do it. But you've got to get focused and got to get on the point because otherwise it's just vain and foolish babbling, and that's what everybody's complaining about. But you ain't asking no questions. Okay, that's our – we're preaching to the choir now, Bob. Go ahead. What else you want?
I'm asking questions. But anyways,